You know, whether you're a litigator or you're not, there are many reasons to be interested in this panel. And there's three that I can think of. One is that we have an esteemed group here of three federal judges that represent about 20% of the Western District of Texas, which I think is just phenomenal. Second, technology and ESI matter, and they matter as a corporate counsel or general counsel. They matter as an outside attorney dealing with IP or technology issues. And third, and probably most poignant of all, is that this is the portion of the program where we're really going to get a majority of our ethics credits, so we should be very very entertained by this. So thanks for continuing to stay with us for this last portion of our presentation. At the beginning, we're going to have a fairly brief review of case law and the amendments to the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, and I'll turn it over to Eric to begin that.
Thank you very much. My name's Eric Mayer. I'm a litigator at Sussman Godfrey. I wanted to spend a moment just going over some changes on the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure. New amendments are effective on December the 1st, and I want to talk about the ones that relate to electronic discovery and the topics that are going to be before our panel. The first one has to do with proportionality. Proportionality is a concept that now has been formally written into the rules. It's under the scope of discovery, which is Rule 26. And there are really two important things about this amendment. The first is that proportionality now requires that when you look at relevance and whether something's discoverable, you have to look at the proportionality. It has to be proportional to the needs of the case. And that's a significant change. It's something that's been written into the federal rules.